doing, yeah.
Okay? Okay. Taysaf Lamed Dalad. We're on Lamed Gimel. Amid. No, sorry. Taysaf Lamed Gimel. Taysaf Lamed Gimel. We are on Lamed Bees. Amid Bees. Okay. So, right after the Gemara started, shortly after the Gemara started, the Gemara quoted a Braisa. I'll just read it out. Read it again just to get back into the groove. Tana Rabana, the Braisa said, Hanichnas Lechanuso Shel Nagar. If somebody walks into a carpenter shop, Shelo Berishus without permission, V'nitza Bakas, and a piece of wood flies off, V'tifcha Al Panav, and hits him in the face, Umeis, and he dies, Potter. Potter. The carpenter is Potter. That's the Risha. The Sefer says, V'nitza Berishus, but if you enter with permission, Chayiv, he's Chayiv. Now, my Chayiv, what does that mean? He's Chayiv? Amr of Yossi Bar Chanina, Chayiv Vidal Dvarim, but Upatar Migalas. Okay? That was the first way of explaining Yossi Bar Chanina. Now we go back to Rav Papa, which is about 8 lines in the bottom. Rav Papa is Shri the Rav Masnila Arisha. Rav Papa, in the name of Rava, explained Rabbi Yochanan, explained Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina's statement on the Risha, which means what? Hanich, that's Lechanus Shel Nagar, you walk into the carpenter shop, Shalom Rishus, without permission, V'nitza lo bikas, and a piece of wood flies off, V'tafcha, and hits him in the face, V'tafcha l'apanav, umeis, pator. That's the Braisa. Comes along Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. No. Chayiv ba'arba dvarim. You're chayiv in 4 things. Upater migalos. And you're pater from going to galos.
This is pater because this is more...
What?
Is it pater because it's omis? Or is it similar to the seifa?
We're going to have 1 second. 1 second. So now. Masni la seifa. Manda masni la seifa. If you learned Rabbi Yossi, going Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, going on the Seifa was that if you went there with Rishos, then Kol Shkein HaReisha, certainly, you would agree that the same holds true in the Reisha. Right? That what? That there's no Galus. Says Tosfos, there's nothing to do with each other. The reason why you don't go to Galus in the first case, the reason why you don't go to Galus in the Risha is because it's Shogeg Karv L'Ones. Store was closed. And the reason why you don't go to Galus in the second case, in the Seifa, is because it's Karv L'Mezid. So why would you hold one if you hold the other? They're 2 separate things. So Tosfos answers as follows. He says as follows. In the Seifa, when you go in with Rishus, that's more similar to a case of a Ya'ar than the Reisha is. And if you putter on that, you can show you putter on the Reisha. That's Tosfos' pshat. It's more similar to the classic case of Pgalus, which is the guy where you're both allowed to be there. Lamaisa, he gave me Rishus to come into the store. I have Rishus. Since that's true, so for sure if there's lower Rishus, I would hold the same thing. Yes, the underlying, bottom line reasons are totally different. Okay. I'm on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Like 5 lines in the bottom. Uman demasti la resha, but if you would hold that's true in the resha, that the reason why that you don't go to Galus in the resha, avol seifa, but the seifa no. Given the rishus, since you went in with rishus, chayiv la galus, you chayiv to go to Galus. Not necessarily would you hold the same. Fine. So the Gemara now says umi chayiv galus. Is that true? Are you chayiv galus in that case? V'ha tanya, but we learned in a brisa hanich lechanus hashol nafach. You walk into the store of a blacksmith. V'nitza nitzotos, and sparks are flying all over the place. V'tavchala panav, and one spark hits somebody in the face. Umeis, and he dies. Potter, you are potter from going to galus, right? Now, v'afilu nichnas bereshus, even if you have permission to be there, you're potter. So what do you see? That in that case, you're potter from going to galus. So the Gemara says, no, that case is different, this case of the Nagar, of the sparks. Why? Hachab Mayaskiran, you know what we're talking about? Bishul Yodinafchi, it's the apprentice of the blacksmith. So the Gemara says, so what? Shul Yodinafchi Lemakatlakai, you're allowed to kill that guy. Look, this is an apprentice, allowed to kill him. So the Gemara says, no. Kishrab Mitzharvel Lotse, the man had told the believer already, that I don't want you here anymore, go home. Ve'enayotei, didn't listen. So the Gemara says, what? What, the master told him to go home? The teacher told him to go home? Therefore you're allowed to kill him? So the Gemara says, no. Kasavu yata. No, the master thought he was already gone. He told him to go home, we're done for the day, and he thought he left. And the master's sticking around after work, doing more work. And what happened? The apprentice is still there, gets hit by a spark and he dies. You don't go to Gaul for that. So the Gemara says, Ihachi acher nami. So that should be true for anybody. Why does it have to be the apprentice? So the Gemara says, no. Acher lesley amasa derabe. Somebody else, it's not a guy, not afraid of the man. Doesn't have to listen. Even though it's his store, right? It's closed, go home. No, I don't have to listen to you. I'm just going to wait here until you serve me. Right? But, an apprentice, Islay a Masa Durabe. He is afraid of the master, and we can assume that when the master tells him to leave, the master can believe that the guy listened and left, and therefore it's a total onus that he's going to be putter. Right.
Is that the Brisa or is that the Gemara's interpretation?
That's the Brisa. That's the Brisa.
He entered the store with Rishus.
Right.
He's not there with Rishus.
Right. So that's the Chiddush. He entered with Rishus, and now I told him to leave. He doesn't want to listen. I thought he left. Right? We're talking about, an apprentice. Of course he's going to listen. So then he'd be part of Fagalus. Well, so what would be if it's another person? I don't know.
Yes, if he came in without Rishus, then...
Right, then maybe Yechayev. That's what we said, Yechayev, if you're going with Rishus. Oh, without Rishus? No, then he also potter. That's for a different reason. That's the potter because it's an ones. Here, if he's Rishus, then he potter because it's Karv Lebezit.
What's this different than the guy who was given permission to walk into the store
originally? No difference. But this bride had a different result. This bride said, you potter. This bride said, you
potter. Because he's allowed to walk in and out anytime he wants.
No, because he thought he was gone. There's two reasons why you potter. Either because it's Karv L'Ones, or because it's Karv L'Mezit. That's what Tosfos is pointing out. The two different things. But you both potter. Now, second line. Second line, Lamagim and Avalal. Rav Zvid Mishmei Durava Masni La'aha. Rav Zvid, in the name of Rava, says that the statement of Rav Zvid Bar Chanina was not even on a mission at all. It wasn't even nothing to do with this brisa from yesterday. Nothing to do with it. It's talking about the following case, the following brisa. It says in the Torah Umatza. That pasuk is by Ari Miklat, by killing somebody b'shogig, and it says Ashiyavu Esbehu Bayar. You go out into the forest, Lachtovetim to go chop wood. And you're about to hack at the wood. And it happens to find your friends in the forest also. Says the Brisa, Umatza prat lemamtzias atzmo. That comes to exclude a case where you make yourself found. What does that mean? Mikan Amar Belazar ben Yaakov. Says Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Mishi yatsisa even mitachas yado. Somebody throws an even across the street. Vahotzi hala es rosho. And after while the even's in the air, some guy opens up the window, sticks his head out, gets hit by the stone, and dies. The kibla, he gets hit by that stone. Putter. The thrower is putter to go to Golis. Why? Because at the time that he threw it, the person wasn't found. He was only found afterwards. That's an exception. There's no galus for that. And Amr Yoshi Bar Chanina, Potter mi galus. Yeah, it's true. There's no galus. But b'chayiv arba dvarim, chayiv an arba dvarim. You got to pay nezek tarubu shevet. You don't pay boshet because you didn't do it on purpose, right? And then the Gemara ends off man demasni lo aha. If you hold this kol shkein akamaisa, you will surely agree with what we've said earlier. That if you go into the store, then we will certainly make the nagar chayiv for damages. Uman demasni la kamaisa ava aha pata lagamri. But if you hold the other way, not necessarily true. You'll be pata lagamri. Now look at the top Tosfos. Didn't we have a case where I throw something off the roof and there's pillows down there, and somebody comes and takes the pillows away? What did we say? We said the thrower's pata. Why? Why? Because at the time you threw it, it was not going to get destroyed. There's pillows there. So over here, you throw a stone in the street, and after you throw it, a guy took his head out the window. Why chayev? At the time you threw it, there was no one there. Why should it be chayev? Says Tosfos, top Tosfos, lo dam yulaha tachtav karm v'katsasos. Don't compare this to the case where you throw something off the roof and there's pillows and on the floor to break the fall of the vase, which we said over there, the Bishili Keitzer HaRegel, we said on Chavav last week, that what? That you chai, that you potter for that. Why? The ein lo lachshov sheyisalko hakarim v'yishbru hakelim. You didn't think that somebody would come and take them away. So therefore you are potter in that case, but here you're chayiv. Says the Shita Mekubetzes, that doesn't make any sense. Tosfos doesn't make any sense. Why not? Because the Gemara there said that if you yourself run down the stairs and beat the vase and remove the pillows, you're still potter. You're still potter. Why are you potter? Because just because it's you doesn't change the fact when you threw it off the roof, there was a pillow there breaking the fall. It's like shooting an arrow into a wall. You're not going to be chayiv for that. And then all of a sudden someone comes and takes the wall down and the arrow goes and hits somebody. You didn't know intention. You potter for that.
What?
I don't know. If it's, what are it? But you remember that, Gemara? You potter for that. So why chayiv here? Why chayiv here? So the Shita Mekubetzes did not answer that question. He said Tosfos is very difficult. So here's what the Chazanish came up with. See if you agree with this. What do you think of it? The Chazanish said as follows: when you remove the pillows, you are it's like a ruach she'eno mitsuya. It's like some weird thing happened. You know why? Because that's an avera. You see the vase falling and it's not going to break. What are you doing? You're removing the pillows? You're doing a ma'aseh avera. It's like a ruach she'eno mitsuya. It's a freak accident. I'm making you chayav for that. And then he says, even if you did it yourself, how do you explain that one? Even if you did it yourself, he says as follows. The af shebesof yisalek, even if he himself takes it away, the pillows, yiyadze machmas machshava hamischadeshes. A new thing got into his head. B'shas maisa hasiluk. At the time of the removing of the pillows, ve'inenu kayemes b'shas maisa hazrika. That thought was not in his head at the time he threw it. Therefore, ulachein hazrika ein bo maisa hezek. The throwing had no maisa hezek. Ah, you yourself went ahead, it doesn't make a difference. But when you throw something out the window, when you throw something across the road, isn't it perfectly normal and expected people are going to open up the windows and look outside? That's a regilus. Can't argue with that. That's a regilus. So therefore you're going to be chayav. That's what the Chazanish says. That's the distinction here between that case and this case. Not you agree?
Except for the case where you do it yourself.
Right. He himself is struggling with that one. Right? Okay. Next. Up to the two dots. Tana Rabbanan. Hapoalim Sheba'u Litvoa Sachron Mibalabayas. If workers come to knock on the door of the house to, where's my salary? Where's my money? I work today. And what happens? The owner doesn't have any money, so what does he do? V'nasna Sharo Shabalabayas, he sends out the wild animals. V'nashchan Kalbo Shabalabayas, the dogs come to the door, right? Umeis, and the worker gets killed. But these wild attack dogs, putter. The balabayas is putter. Okay? What?
He sent them out deliberately, or is that...
I don't know. No, not a lot of tachka. Okay. That happened. Now, Acherim Omrim, Acherim is Remeir, Acherim says, no, Rishayim Palm Mitzvah is Chorim Balabayas. They're allowed to be there. They're allowed to ask for their salary. Says the Gemara Hechidam, what's the case? Edishchiach b'masa, if he's always available in the town, this guy, then my time with Acherim. We have to go bother the guy in his house. Go to the office. He's always around. Go to the office. Go get the money from the office. And if he's always home, he's never around, he doesn't leave his house, he's a reclusive guy, right? Then my time is not a comma. Then why can't they go? They have to get paid. So the Gemara says, no, you know what the case is? Sometimes he's out, sometimes he's not out. The Kari Ababa, and you knock on the door. The Amaluhu in. He says, yes. That's it. That's all he says. Yes. That's a machlok, is what that means. Mar Savar, Remeir holds, that means in Ulta. In Ulta Mashma. That means, come in. Right? Come right in. Umar Savar, the Tanakama holds, in Kuma Duchtech Mashma. Yes. Don't come in. Stay where you are. I'm coming out to you. So what does it mean when you say yes? Does it mean come right in? Or does it mean wait right there? Right? I think today in America that means wait right there. Right? Nobody just walks into someone else's house. It could have been different then.
But here's the problem. They walked into the guy's house. It's not like he knocked.
They first knocked. They first knocked.
And then they walked in.
And then he said, in. Yes! Who is it? So some hold, Tanakham, Rameer hold, that's an invitation to come in. That's an invitation. So then we're not doing anything wrong. We came right in. He said to come in. He told us to come in. We didn't barge in. No, we didn't barge in. We knocked. He said, who is it? And that means, according to our mayor, come right in. So we went in. We'll have to be here.
The ox is in the home.
No. What?
Where's the ox? Inside the
house. The dog. The dog is in the house. Okay. There's an ox. Okay. Right, you knock on the door. The wife said, no, he's in the barn. He's feeding the animals. Right? Okay, we'll go to the barn. Knock on the barn door. Yeah, who is it? Our mayor says, it means come right in. Right? Then the ox attacked. Okay? You have the ox attacking. Then the ox attacked. Right? Or come in the house. Come right in. They walk into the house and there's a dog over there that jumps on them. So, now. So this case has nothing to do with our discussion. This case is a whole separate case about knocking. Toshma, I'm sorry. Tanya Kamanda Amar in Koma Dochtuch Mashma. We even have a brayta that really supports the fact that when the guy says, yeah, who is it? He really means stay where you are. Why? The Tanya, because we have a brayta that says Poel Shenichnas L'Tuvei Atzichor V'Balabayis. If a guy walks in to request the salary from the Balabayis, V'Nochol Shor Shabalabayis Onoshol Kalbo, and the ox or the dog attack, Putter. You Putter. Afal Pi, even though Shenichnas B'Rishus, even though he got Rishus, am I a Putter? Why are you Putter for that? Why is he Putter? He's in Rishus. Elalav, it must be the Kari Ababa. He knocked on the door. Vamalei, and the owner said, in. Yeah, who is it? Shema mina, that's a raya. In kum aduktech mashma. That's saying, hello, who is it? It's not an invitation to come in. It's just an invitation. I'll be right out. You have no right to come in. Therefore, it's potter. Because why? Because it's an ones.
What's the issue? Shor is not chayim b'shus amasik?
What?
Shor is chayim b'shus amasik?
No, in this case, we're talking about kofar. You have to pay kofar. There's no gullus, because gullus is not, but if your animals kill. The kish who's killed. The question is, do you have to pay kofar? So you have to pay kofar. Yeah. The dog killed him. Right? The dog killed him. So the question is, do you pay kofar for that? The answer is no, you don't. Why? Because you had no right to be there. Oh, so that's a separate issue. Right? It's a separate shiloh. So the question was kofar. Do you pay kofar? No, you don't. Why? Because you had no right to be there. Ah, he said yes, come in. Yeah, yes, come in means wait outside. Okay, next Mishnah. Ready? Here we go. Shnei Shavarim, it only gets hard at the bottom of the page. This is not, so far so good. Shnei Shavarim, two oxen, Tamin, that are both Tamin, Shechavlu Ze'ezeh, that they have a fight, they attack each other. So what's the halacha? Mishalmin B'moser Chatzi Nezek. Whichever one got more damaged has to pay half damages. Right? That means, if Reuven's ox and Shimon's ox are both tons. Reuven's ox is worth, has $50 worth of damage. Shimon's ox has $100 worth of damage. That's an extra 50, pays 25. Okay? There's no chiddush in this. The Tosfos is going to say, this whole mishnah is not a chiddush. It's all aleph based. Right? That's not a chiddush.
The one who got the less damage still had damage and he doesn't get
it. Because it cancels out. It's mathematical. It cancels out.
So then this is taking a stand whether Nezek is Kanas or
Mo. Oh, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that soon. Putting that issue aside, this is Pashat. Two damage is done. So count up. How much damage here was done? All right. Your damage cancels out. There's still extra damage. All right. Pay Tom. Tom pays half. There's no Chiddush. Yeah, we're going to get to it. It's not in economy. Shnei Muadin, two Muads, Mishal B'Mosar, Nezek Shalem. You pay the extra of a Nezek Shalem. Echad Tam V'Echad Muad, if it's a Tam and a Muad, Muad Tam B'Tam, or Muad and a Tam, Mishal B'Mosar, Nezek Shalem. If the Muad attacks the Tam, then you pay the extra of Nezek Shalem. Right? The Tam, you decide what the Tam's worth, you decide what the Muad's worth, you assess all the damages, and the Muad has to pay full damages. Tam m'muad, if it's a tam and a muad, m'shalim b'moser chatzi nezek. You pay the difference of a chatzi nezek. Right, there's a machlokas we've shown, listen as well, machlokas. Let's say the muad's worth $100 worth of damage, and the tam's worth $50 worth of damage. How much do you pay now for your muad? You pay 50? That's what most we've shown them hold. Or you could say, no, Mu'ud has $50 worth of damage. Mu'ud has $100 worth of damage. Tam has $50 worth of damage. But Tam only pays Chatzi Nezek, so it goes down to 25. So it's really a difference of 75. Right? That's how the Nemuki Yosef learns that way. It's a whole different way of learning it. We would never think that in a million years. Right, the Rosh says from Rashi that Rashi did not hold like that, because Rashi says Klomar im hu hizik esatam yorsa shmi hiziku atam. That's how they learn the medayik in Rashi. Rashi means the actual value, not this pshat about after taking off the half. Okay, v'chein also shnei ashim shachavlu zebezeh, two people that have a fight with each other. Meshalim and Moser nezek shalim. You pay. The two people got hurt. Right, he had that damage. He had that damage. Who has more? Pay the difference. The Adam b'Mu'ad, Mu'ad b'Adam, Adam and Mu'ad b'Adam, right? Mishalmin b'Mosar Nezek Shalim. You pay the Nezek Shalim. Adam b'Tam b'Tam b'Adam, Adam b'Tam Mishalmin Mosar Nezek Shalim. If the man has more, has less than, he pays more than Nezek Shalim. Tam b'Adam, Mishalmin b'Mosar Chatzin Nezek. You pay the difference of the Chatzin Nezek, right? Because Tam always pays Chatzin Nezek. So here Tosfos says, what's the Chiddush? It's the Chiddush of this Mishnah. So he comes up with these two chedushim. One could be that we're going to have in a minute, Rabbi Akiva is going to hold that you're allowed to be makdish the animal before. We're going to have a machlokas. What happens to the mazik? When the mazik's animal damages, what happens to that animal? Does it belong to the mizik immediately, or you have to go to bezin first? So according to the Rabbi Akiva, it belongs to the mizik immediately. But the whole question of being I would think it's only true if there's the same value, I'm sorry, that's a different shaila. That even though a rekiva holds, you're allowed to sell it, and you're allowed to, the nizik is allowed to sell it, or be makdish it. Why? Because it becomes a shutuf in the animal. We'll have that in 5 minutes. Right? However, you only can sell or be makdish whatever the value is that you're entitled to. Not more. That's one pshat, possible pshat. The second pshat is that even according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says you have to go to Bezin first and they have to assess it, and then you're going to be owed the money. Rabbi Shmuel is going to hold you owed the money. There still could be a reason why it says over here, let's say it got lost. Okay, Shilas. Okay. Rabbi Kiva is a very unique pshat. He says, Af tam shechavu ba'adam v'shalim v'mosei nezek shalim. No, if a tam and a human being get into a fight, tam pays nezek shalim. The only time a tam pays chatzi nezek is if he has a fight with a shor, not with a human. With a human, no such thing as a din of a tam. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita.
In general,
always. So, Tana Rabbanan, Kimishbat hazeh yaselo. That's a pasuk. Kimishbat shor b'shor kach mishbat shor ba'adam. Just like a shor and a shor, so too a shor and a person. Ma shor b'shor, tam ha'shalim chatzi nezek amuid nezek shalem. Just like a tam when it has a fight with an ox, pays a chatzi nezek. And a muid pays a nezek shalem. Af shor ba'adam, tam ha'shalim chatzi nezek amuid nezek shalem. No difference. That's the Tana Kaba. That's what we all know. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Kimishbat hazeh ketachton v'lo ke'elyon. If you look at the pasuk over there in Parshas Mishpatim, tachton means immediately right under it. The right, very pasuk right under it, as opposed to elyon, which is a few pasukim earlier, the immediate pasuk over there is talking about a mu'ad. Therefore, the dinam of tam and adam getting into a fight, follow the dinam of a mu'ad, which is what? Always pay nezek shalim. It learns out of the pasukim. Yachal Mashal Min Aliyah. So if that's true, maybe Rabbi Akiva holds that a tam with a human being pays Min Aliyah, not from the goof of the tam. So Gemara says, no, don't think that. Talmud Lomer Yaselo Miguf of Mashalim, Deina Mashalim Min Aliyah. He only pays from the goof, not from the Aliyah. For Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon, Zeh Lomeli. Why does it say Zeh? Kemishbat HaZeh Yaselo. What does that mean? Anyway, he holds that nothing changed. A tam pays Chatzin Nezek, a Mu'ud pays Nezek Shalim. What's Zeh? Limut le potro mi arba dvarim. A shor doesn't pay arba dvarim. A shor doesn't pay tzar, ripu, shevis, and boshas. Oh, so Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva le potro mi arba dvarim inole. Where did you learn that from? Nafkale, he learns that from, m'ish ki tin mum ba miso. Ish ba miso v'lo shor ba miso. Only ish and not a shor. Yeah, we had yesterday why the Rabbanan needed this limud. Because we would have thought that all of them, why not? Why shouldn't the shor pay doctor bills? Why not? Why not? Why shouldn't the owners have to pay that? Why not? Or does he have to pay lost wages? And tar? Why not? Well, do we take it as a given that they don't? But why not?
Right.
So he has a pasuk.
No, but that would be in general. Is that specific to Adam? So we say.
Right. No. So why not?
Why not? Sure, but we know. We know that's only by Adam.
Right. Right. Now, Rabbanon, and Rabbanon say back, Imehahi Avamina Tzar Lechudei. Abba thought that's only Tzar. Aval Ripui Vesheves Ema Litainla. Maybe Ripui and Sheves Ashor should pay. Kamash Mana have my Pasuk. Okay, next Mishnah. Shor Shavamana. Shor is worth $100. Shenogach Shor Shavamasayim. The damage is a Shor worth $200. The Ein Han Avail Yafaklum, and the veil is not worth anything. So then what happens now? Yit no tell es ashar, the mazik gives the nizik his shar. Why? That's what he owes him. His shar is worth 200, but he's only a tam. Tam pitchas. Here you go. Here's my animal. Right. Here's my animal. Take it. Right. Huh? No. Oh, so we're gonna answer that in a second. Now, the Shlomo Zalman just wonders why in the Torah, the Torah's case is, which is the next Mishnah. The Torah's case is it's 200 versus the 200. Why did the Mishnah come up with a different number? Like, why did it just follow the pattern of the Torah, like the Mishnah is going to do tomorrow? So the Shlomo Zalman suggests, maybe because we're going to have a thing in Rabbi Akiva here, that Rabbi Akiva is going to hold you, become a Shutuf. Do you become a Shutuf even if the numbers don't equal? And he's going to hold you, do. Okay. Now, Masnis and Mani, who is the author of our Mishnah? It's Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya, because you have a Brisa that says, Yusham Hashar Bebestin. How do you? No, you don't just okay. Damage was 100. The damage was 100. My ox is worth. I'm sorry. The damage was 200. My ox was 100. Here, take the ox. Don't do that. Just go by yourself. Go to Bezdin. Have Bezdin evaluated. You shall be Bezdin. Did Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Kiva? Or no? Huchla Hashar. Let the shar go. Let the shar go. You give him the shar. That's all. You don't have to involve Bezdin at all. But my kamiflagi. What are they arguing in? Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Rabbi Shmuel holds, Balchovu. You become a Balchov. Right? The victim becomes a Balchov. He's owed the money. Vizuzehu demasically. He's got to give him the money. So go to Bezdin, have an evaluation. How much is his ox worth? What was the damage done? You owe him the money now. You want to give him the shar? You can give him the shar. You want to give him money? You can give him cash. It's up to you. Rabbi Akiva Savar, no. Shutzfei Ninhu. They become partners. They become partners. So we're partners here. Belongs to me now, says the Nizik. Ukamiflagi b'haikra. And what prompted them to argue? To argue in the following pasuk. Umachor es hashar achai, v'chatzu es kaspo. Right? You split up the money. Rabbi Shmuel Savar, lebedina k'mazar rachmana. It's Bez's job to do that. Rabbi Akiva Savar, no, the Nizik ul mazik, mazar lehu rachmana. Torah says the Nizik and the mazik can do it on their own. May binayhu. What's the difference between them? The difference is Hegdeshu Nizik. What happens if the Nizik is Matish the animal? Ikibinayu. That's the difference. Said Rashi, Rabbi Yishmael, Lo Kadishle. According to Rabbi Yishmael, that doesn't work. It's not his yet. They have to go to Bezin and have a whole Din Torah about the damages. Yeah. And then it belongs to him. According to Rameyer, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're a partner. Matish it. Right? I can imagine it. What's the cash on that?
They both have to be married. He only partner.
No, that's not the kasha. The kasha is, we learned on Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis, right? That Chati Nezek is a knas. Right? One second, is that true? One minute. Yeah, we're going to the Makkish in a minute. Chati Nezek is a Knas, no? We learned that on Tes Vav Amud Beis. Knasos don't kick in until after Hamadah Badim. So how on earth can Rabbi Akiva say you become a partner?
Well, that's not so simple.
What?
Because if your Tvisa does Tvisa work by Knas?
Doesn't it Tvisa?
No.
You're a shutuf, it becomes yours. But it's a knas. Knas has to have a moda badin. Says the Raven of Wild Chiddush. You know that we have a general rule, moda b'knas putter? That doesn't apply by a short time. There's no such thing like that. There's no rule that you moda b'knas putter by a short time. Why not? What? So he says because that since a tam pays me gufo, how could you get off that? How could you be moated that? To get off, to have to pay. Right, tam pays me gufo. There's nothing left, there's no reason why the payment can't. Animal's right here. Sell it and I'll get the money. Various reasons, that's part of the reason, I'm not sure I understand it myself, why there's no mode of kanas potter by a tam. Since there's no mode of kanas potter by a tam, there's no reason why the shutuvus can't kick in. That whole requirement of hamad badin only applies by real kanasos. Because why? Then I can get out of it. If you don't like that pshat, Tosfos is a simple pshat. Tosfos says that the pasuk of machru es shor hachai trumps that din. Normally, the din, you have to have a knas, has a hamad badin, but the pasuk says, umachru es shor hachai. That teaches me that I can have hamad badin, I can have him becoming a shutuf in my ox even before hamad badin. It's a pasuk. Can I argue with the pasuk? That's what Tosfos says, yeah. Right. Really, you should be totally putter.
No, something that he owns did something wrong. He had no control over that.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's so. Maybe that's what he means. Maybe that's what Ibri means to explain that Ravid. Right. Okay, next. Boimine Ravamir of Nachman. Machro Mazik. What if he sells the mazik? What if he sells it? What if the mazik sells it? What happens? The partners. Now the mazik goes ahead and sells it. Li Rabbi Yishmael. According to Rabbi Akiva, you child listen to Rishon what you do. But according to Rabbi Yishmael, who holds that the Nizik has no claim in it. Why? The don't have a din yet. So what happens if he sells it now? So Mahu. Kiva de Amar Yishmael Balchov who, since Rabbi Yishmael says he's just an ordinary Balchov, Uvachaz Vizuzi who demasik lay, and he's just waiting for the money. Machor. So why can't the Mazik sell it? Why not? Oh, Dilma, or maybe, no. Kevin de Meshabed Leila Nizik, since it's Meshubit to the Nizik, Lav called Kamine. You're not allowed to sell it. After all, the Nizik has a claim in it. How could you go sell it? So Amalei, wait a minute. Ain't no Machor. It can't be sold. I have a tiny price that says Machro Machor. It could be sold. So the Gemara says, Chozer de Gavohu. Yeah, it could be sold. But the Nizik, who's going to get it, can then take it away from the guy who bought it. Okay, it's allowed to be sold. Very funny case. It's allowed to be sold, but the Nizik can go ahead and take it. So the Gemara asks, if the Nizik can go ahead and take it away from the buyer, Lama Mocher, why is he selling it? What's the purpose of selling it? So the Gemara answers, Liridya, you can sell it to plow. You know, the guy needs an ox for a week. He knows it's going to take a week anyway. Anyway, I'm going to lose the basically, you're renting it for a week. I'll rent it for a week, I'll plow with it, and then when the Nizik wins the court case, which he's going to win, then he'll come take it from me. Fine. Says Rashi, in the second to last line of Liridya, like 20 pages on this Rashi, She'im Chorash Bo, Lokeach, if the purchaser now is plowing with this ox, Eina Nosin Demei HaCharisha L'Nizik, he doesn't have to pay the Nizik for that. But isn't it mine? No. It's yours when the Bezin gives you Hamazah Badin. It's not yours beforehand. Not according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not. So I bought it. I can't kill it. Because there's still a claim that it's a funny thing. I can't shaft it. I can work with it. I'm not going to mistreat it. I'll work with it a little bit. And you'll come a week later, you'll take it away from me. I have to pay you? No. I bought it from him. I bought it from the Mazik. I paid the Mazik money. Okay? We'll see the Rambam in a minute who completely argues on this.
Yeah, what's the Mazik's other money, right?
What?
What's the Mazik's other
money? Right, so the Mazik says, listen, why should I, I don't know who pays my bank account, take this, I tell him, take the ox. No.
Yeah,
and in a haram, he could. But he went ahead and sold it. Now, Shmamina, we have a writer from here that Love, Umocher, Metaltel, and Bezin, Govelomahan? What, Bezin takes Metaltel away from? We never have that. There's no such thing as a lien on Bezin. Oh my God, that's fine. No such thing as a lien on Bezdin, says the Gemara. Shiny Hasim, come on to us, apotiki dummy. No, you made the ox into an apotiki. You said you can collect from this ox. So of course the Gemara asks, Vama Rava, Osa Abdo apotiki, Umachro Bezdin, Umachro Balchov, Gova Haimenu. Shora apotiki, Machu Ein Balchov, Gova Haimenu. You can't make an ox into an apotiki. You can't make an ox. You can make an head into it. You can't make an ox. So the Gemara says, not true. Eved, my timer, why can you do to an Eved? Mishum de itzle kala. Because there's everybody knows that's an Eved. Hainami, here too, kiva de nagach, kala itzle, de Torah, nagachta, karalu. Everybody knows it's a wild ox, it's on board, it's branded already as a wild ox, therefore it's special, therefore you can make it into an apotheke. Okay, we've got to move. Tani Rav Tachlifa bar Marava Kamei de Rav Yavo. Machro ein machor. If you sell it, it's not sold. But hekdeshu muktash. But if you mach the shit, it works. So the question is, machro man, ali man. Who sold it? Who sold it? Ilei mamazik. If the mazik sold it, so what we say? Machro ein machor. It's not a good sale. Man, who's that? Rabbi Akiva hui. That's Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because it's he said, the minute the damage happens, he becomes a partner with the Nizik. How can he sell it? The Nizik has to give him permission. Damar says, Huchla Hashar. It's the minute there's a damage, it belongs to the Nizik too. Vagdeshu Mukdash. But who says he can be Makdash it? Asal Rabbi Shmuel. That's like Rabbi Shmuel, who said, the Mazik still owns it. He can do whatever he wants with it. Damar who said, Yusham Hashar Bezin, you gotta go to Bezin. That can't be, it's a total contradiction. Ella rather, Nizik Machro. Nizik, Ella Nizik, it must be the Nizik. So now again, that makes no sense. Machu eno machu mani Rabbi Shmuel. Who says he can't sell it? Rabbi Shmuel says the Nizik can't sell it. Why? Doesn't own it yet. Vekeshu muktash. Who could be makdash it? Asan Rabbi Akiva. That must be Rabbi Akiva. Who says what? The Nizik now is an owner. Of course he can be makdash it. He can do whatever he wants with it. Again, one's Rabbi Shmuel, one's Rabbi Akiva. Can't be. So the Gemara says, La'ola mazik. Really, it's the mazik v'divrei hakol. And everybody agrees that it works. Machro eno machor, afil Rabbi Yishmael. No, even Rabbi Yishmael says the mazik can't sell it. Why not? He's the owner. Because the mashad al nizik, because the nizik has a claim in it. Hekdesha muktash. Then how could the mazik be makdash it? So the Gemara says he really can't. What it means is afil Rabbi Akiva. What it means is he has to redeem it. Why? Mishum de Rabbi Avo. Dami Rabbi Avo gzeir Hashem yarmu hekdesh yotze below pidyon. Revo was afraid. Let's say you're makdish something which you're not allowed to be makdish. It doesn't belong to you. Or you have to owe it to somebody else. There's a lien on it. You owe it to someone else. So you makdish it. So the Revo made a takana. When it's going to go out of Hekdesh's body, when it's going to go out of Hekdesh's possession, you have to give a token pidyon. You have to give him $5. Give $5 to the gizbar. Why? So people should know that whenever you pose something from Hekdesh, there's a penalty. So that's what we keep saying over here. Really, there is no Hekdesh. But you went ahead, you went through the motions, you tried to makdash it, you want to redeem it, you have to redeem it, you have to give it to the nizik. You have to pay something. That's all it means. And the kasha over here is that we learned earlier in the Masechta that you can be makdash it just to get out of not having to pay. We learned that already. Remember that? Kachim Kalim, if you give something to Kachim Kalim, it's still considered yours. Remember, Sakali said that? What's going on here? Okay, Tanur Rabbanan. We'll just try to do this next abraisa, and then we'll explain it tomorrow. Tana Rabbanan, shor tam shehizik. If a shor tam damages, adchel omad badin. If there's no amida badin yet, machru machor, it could be sold. Hekdesh of muktash, it could be given away to hekdesh. Shchato, if you shacht it binasal matana or you do it matana, masha asa asli. It's all good. Shemu misha omad badin. Once it's amad badin, machru eno machor, you can't sell it. Hekdesho eno muktash, it can't be given to hekdesh. Shchato v'nasad v'matana lo asav lo klom, he did nothing. Kad mubali chovos v'igbiu, if a balchov comes and takes it away, bein chav ad shelo hizik, if the debt preceded the damages, bein shehizik ad shelo chav, or the damages preceded the debt, lo asav lo klom, nothing. Why? Lepi she'ein mishtalim mishtalim ela migufo. You only pay migufo, and you know what? It's after the amar badin already. Muad. Muad shehozak, if a muad does damages, bein shamar badin, bein shalom badin, whether there's amar badin or not, machro, you can sell it, hekdesh or muktash, it's good hekdesh, shchato v'nasano, bimatana, you give it in matana, masha asa, it's all good. Kadmo, bale, chovos, if al chovos come, they igbiu, and they try to take it away, bein chav achalo hizik, whether the debt comes first, bein hizik achalo chav, or whether the damages come first, masha asa, it's all good, l'fishem eshtalim elo min ha'aliyah. Because when it comes to a muad, he pays him his bank account, we don't care what happens to this animal. Every line of this brisa will be explained in continuing going into tomorrow. Just one line. Amar mar, machro machor. What does it mean you could sell it? Doesn't it belong? Isn't it going to belong to the nizik? So the Gemara says, Liridja, you're selling it for damages. I'm sorry, you're selling it for plowing. The Rambam holds in Hilchas Nitki Mamon Parakhtes Halacha Yid Beis, he holds it could be Akiva. That says what? The minute damages happen, they're a partnership. You hear this? He passes it could be Akiva. Nobody else passes that way. Rashi certainly did not hold that way. He passes it could be Akiva. However, he also holds in Parakhtes Halacha Vav that if the Mazik sells it, the Nizik has to go to the Lakuchos. Doesn't make any sense. How can the Rambam hold that? How can he hold both? Says the Chazon Ish, even the Rambam agrees. You have to go to Beis Din. Even Rabbi Akiva agrees. You have to show up to Beis Din. You can't just do it on your own. How much is it worth? You have to have a Beis Din to decide this. Limafreya, it goes back to the Nizik from day one. Regarding what? Not regarding plowing. Why can't he sell it? It's a wild cheetah. Right, that's the Chazon Ish's pshat. There's a ksos here, it's not so simple. All right, we ran out of time, unfortunately. We will resume here tomorrow. Everybody have a good Shabbos.
You can't sell out of court.
No.